White, J.E. White. Adam Center, New York, October 1868. Dear children, Edson and Willie. Edson, read this to Willie slowly and distinctly that he may understand it all. We have just arrived at this place. Our journey was favorable. We took the sleeping cars soon after dark. We first took the boat, and on the other side, after the boat landed, we went directly into the sleeping car. The cars were well ventilated, and we rested well, excepting a few hours I lay awake thinking of home, of my dear children. My tears and prayers went up to God for you. You are very near to your mother's heart. I was weary also, which prevented my sleeping as well as I otherwise should. In the morning, we parted the curtain from our window and found it was snowing slightly. At Rochester, we met on the cars our friends Sister Andrews, Brother and Sister Prentice, Brethren Sanders and Harmon Lindsay from Olcott, Brother and Sister John Lindsay, and a number of others. We had a pleasant interview with them. We changed cars at Rome. In the depot, we met Brother and Sister Abby, Samuel and Eleanor, with a pretty little girl of about 10 months, of which she seemed quite proud. All the family were present except Lucinda. We met Brother Cottrell at Rochester. At Rome, Brethren Edson, Chapel, and very many I will not attempt to name. It is now, while I am writing, snowing heavily. The ground is covered. The trees are loaded with snow, bending beneath their weight of purity. We met Elder Taylor at his brother Otto's. He has come to attend the meeting. What will be the result, we cannot say. I feel rather depressed in spirits, yet we trust the Lord will be present at our meeting and work for us. How thankful should we be that we have an ever-present help in every time of need. Dear children, I feel a deep interest for you, my dear children. Education in book knowledge is essential, but there is something of yet greater value which you must diligently seek. It is pure and undefiled religion. There is much which passes for religion which is not genuine. It is spurious. It lacks the true ring,